are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, hello, my dear friends. It's March 21st, 2022, and I am coming live to you from a remote location. And today we have a special program, not a special guest, but a special program lined up for you. So let us begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we offer this program up to you. We pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, in the intercession of St. Padre Pio, that all of our listeners will be touched in a profound way, that those who are channel surfing at this moment in a car or who are thinking about listening to this program, we pray that you touch their hearts in a special way and allow them to tune in to be with us. We thank you, Blessed Mother, for your loving intercession. We thank you for the gift of Lent. We offer up all the prayer petitions of all the listeners of In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. We offer them to the foot of the cross. And we thank you and praise you, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In praying about today, as you know I do, I didn't sense a guest was needed today because the Lord wanted something different. So, wouldn't you know, he confirmed it through a friend who called me early this morning and said, hey, who's your guest on radio today? And I said, well, I'm praying about that right now. I had prayed all weekend and last week, and nothing really came to me. And then I mentioned that perhaps the Lord wanted me to share the talk given at Malvern Retreat House last Saturday for Women of Fire Retreat. And she said, oh, yes, yes, because she heard it live last week as I came in virtually. And I said, well, that's a confirmation I'm supposed to do that. But in the meantime, old St. Padre Pio, he placed it on my heart. Do you remember the prayer, O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day, be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Do you remember that? Some of these things are coming back to me during the day, you know, especially that one. And lovely lady dressed in blue. Do you remember that? Lovely lady dressed in blue, teach me how to pray. That's a Fulton Sheen prayer. Not sure if you know that. But anyway, I have this amazing book that was given to me, I don't know how many years ago. It's kind of beaten up. And it says, Send Me Your Guardian Angel, Padre Pio, by Father Alessio Perante. And the Padre Pio really, truly wanted me to read this to you today. And then I will lead into part of the talk on prayer. And it's called Wakeful and Angel. And the angel who talked with me came again and waked me, like a man that is awakened out of his sleep. That's from Zechariah 4 verses 1. I'm going to read this to you because it's so important. This is a little chapter out of this book from Padre Pio. Someone today needs to hear this. May God and his angels protect you, wrote Mrs. Bauer, USA, like our guardian angels protected us on the journey from Wyoming to Norristown, Pennsylvania. This reminded me of the time when I had indeed traveled in that direction. And the story goes as follows. In 1978, while making a lecture tour in the USA, I was invited to a meeting in a friend's house in Wyoming. Mrs. Bauer and her friend offered to drive me there. Once I had reached the meeting, the time seemed to fly, and before I realized it, it was 12 midnight. So we climbed back into the car to make the long journey home, and Mrs. Bauer had driven the car to Wyoming. And now she was behind the wheel again. I was quite tired, excuse me, and being in the back seat, I went to sleep. We were only 20 miles away from Norristown, PA, when in my sleep, a voice insisted, "Wake up! Wake up!" I opened my eyes, and looking ahead, I saw our car getting closer and closer to a truck at a high speed. I thought that Mrs. Bauer was going to overtake it, but seeing the car going towards the right, I realized that she was sleeping. "Mary, Mary," I shouted, and at this stage, the car was already touching the footpath. Hearing her name being shouted so suddenly, Mrs. Bauer jumped up, quickly pushed the brake, bringing the car to a sudden stop, thus avoiding hitting the rail of a bridge, excuse me, which was just ahead of us. It took a few minutes for us to recover from the shock, but before we started out again, we asked our individual guardian angels to bring us home safely. Let me assure you that I thanked my companion all the way for saving us from a sure death. In case the reader and listener is of the impression that every time I take a nap, my guardian angel comes to rouse me from my slumber, such is definitely not the case. These days, I don't seem to find it any problem at all to shake off the Sandman. Perhaps it's because I have, after Padre Pia's suggestion, invested in a new alarm clock, the noise of which would surely waken the dead, not to mention the living. In fact, a friend of mine who came to my room recently said that Big Ben couldn't hold a candle to it. Even at that, I regularly beat my alarm clock to it and come down the stairs to my little office to do some work before the daily procession of visitors begins. No, not the angels. It is not for nothing that I got the nickname, the man who wants everything done yesterday. So, my friends, this book is about the guardian angels protecting us if we ask them. And Padre Pio wants us to ask our angels. So he once said, "If you cannot come to me," meaning Padre Pio, "send me your guardian angel. He can take a message from you to me, and I will assist you as much as I can." Now, my friends, there was a time a couple years ago when I really wanted to reach a specific priest, and I couldn't, a friend of mine. So I asked Padre Pio, I said, "If I send my angel to you, can you send your angel to this priest so we can make the connection?" Probably within 2 to 3 hours, I received a call from this priest because my guardian angel, through Padre Pio's guardian angel, whispered in this priest's heart to call me. So many times I have really asked Padre Pio's guardian angel, I send my guardian angel to his guardian angel to accomplish something for the spiritual journey of someone. So it's very, very powerful. Again, it's from a little tiny book called Send Me Your Guardian Angel, Padre Pio, by Father Alessio Perante, OFM CAP. So let us begin today with Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Amen. All right, so here we go. Last week, the Lord placed it on my heart, and it really was probably 24 to 48 hours before this retreat, this very special teaching. And it's called Putting on Spiritual Earphones. You know the little earplugs you put in your ears to listen to a call or to music? You see people jogging with them. Some are wireless. Some have wires hanging down. So it's called Putting on Spiritual Earphones and Learning How to Hear God's Voice in the Midst of Daily Chaos. Because God is always speaking, and it's only a matter of opening and training our ears. So are you ready for that today? Are you ready for that today? So I'm going to tell you a little story. 2 weeks ago at morning mass in my parish, I usually sit in the same pew, and I saw a friend sitting in the last pew. This is the second to the last pew. And this friend we embraced, And I asked how her family is doing, and she said that her one son is praying with his wife to have a child, but they have not been able to have a child. And so I said, oh, tell him to pray to St. Gianna Mola, and she's a great intercessor. And I just sat down in my pew, about 5 feet from her in the pew in front of her. As I sat down, literally, I heard the Lord say, get up, go back, and tell her again. Tell her to have her son and his wife to visit the St. Gianna Mola Shrine. So I thought, no, I'm not getting up and telling her that. She'll think I'm crazy. No, I'm not going to do that. Lord, why would I need to do that? I told her to ask her son to pray to St. Gianna. No, I want you to get up, go back, and tell her. It was as if a lightning bolt went through me. So I said, okay. So I got up, went back, and I whispered, tell your son and his wife to visit the St. Gianna Mola Shrine. She said, where is it? I said, I have no idea. I know it's north of Philadelphia. I have no idea. And she said, okay, I will. I said, I'm serious. I sat down, and the Lord placed it in my heart for him, for him to visit the shrine with his wife, that St. Gianna has a gift for them. Sat down, and I thought, wow, that hasn't happened to me in a long, long time. The week before, a dear priest friend of mine, who was an exorcist, who I worked with periodically on some retreats, who lives in North Dakota, Father Richard Finio, he came to mind when watching Kathleen's program and listening on Tuesday via Facebook. And when she says, I want you to share this with everyone you know, I literally take that seriously because I hit my share button with most of the people that I know. And so I felt led to share the link with him. Now, he had been suffering from listeria. He had meningitis. He literally had been dying from salad mix, that he had taken two salad mixes off the shelf in his town in North Dakota, and it had been recalled, but the grocer hadn't taken it off the shelf. So literally, he was in the hospital. He's still very, very ill. He has meningitis. He has memory problems. He's on IV infusions. He can barely walk. But I shared this link with Kathleen's radio program to him, and he immediately responded by listening to Kathleen. He, at the end of the program, actually called in, which he had been basically quiet in his room for months, months and months, and he responded. And he prayed for the people on the air, and he asked for people to pray for him. And I knew that was another instance of responding to the moment, responding to the moment. And the fruits of that, he was so touched that Kathleen and all the listeners of In His Sign Catholic Radio Network prayed for him. And I ask that you continue to pray for him to be able to return to his priestly duties unaffected mentally or physically. So there are two instances that happened within a 10-day period running up to the retreat. So in preparing for the retreat, now again, I wear earphones a lot during the night listening to praise music, and the Lord just placed it on my heart. I want you to teach the people at the retreat how to put on spiritual earphones by learning to hear God's voice in the midst of chaos. Well, here we go. You know, here we go. If you're listening through radio, the Lord placed it on my heart again to share this brief teaching with you. So it's important, my friends, if you want to hear the Lord, focus on the Word of God. That's training tip number one. Focus on the Word of God. John 15, verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want and it will be granted. That's John 15, verse 7. Now, again, you have to train yourself to hear the Lord. So focus on the Word of God. He will direct your thoughts, my friends, as you go about your day. And he brings it to your mind when challenges arise, just like with Padre Pio and those people driving the car, and he helps you to know what to do. Spend time in the Word. Not 5 minutes on a Sunday afternoon. Spend time every day in the Word. Treat the sacred scriptures like a priceless treasure. Now, hear the Holy Spirit when you listen to God's people. Listen for the Holy Spirit to be speaking to you. And look for Jesus in them. Make sure when you're listening that they're balanced, faith-filled people, because there are a lot of people who claim they're hearing the word of the Lord or they have a message for you, and they are not from God. And Jesus always comes to you in the presence of a stranger. Time after time, he comes to you in the presence of a stranger, in the broken. So be aware. You know, as Monsignor John Essef says, be Jesus. Be Jesus to the moment. Now, hear the Holy Spirit when you listen in prayer. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you doing all the talking when you're praying? Are you doing all the talking? Most of us haven't been trained or haven't really released ourselves in prayer. So we talk, talk, talk. If you go to adoration, you're talking. If you're reading the Bible, you're talking. Spend time praising God. So what does that mean? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put on praise music. Praise music is so powerful. You know, Here I Am, Lord, that Kathleen loves. Very powerful praise music. Spend time praising God for his goodness and thank him for all that he has done for you. I want you to pray Psalm 100, verse 4 tonight. Psalm 100, verse 4. Then ask him for what you need. That's when you ask him for what you need. Lord, that's from Philippians 4, verse 13. Ask him for what you need. Philippians 4, verse 13. Then, you have to practice this. Be still. Be quiet. Listen. Go to adoration. Be still, be quiet, listen. I remember a beautiful talk probably almost 40 years, maybe over 45 years ago by someone who said, if you go to adoration, let Jesus just gaze at you. You don't have to talk, talk, talk. Just soak in his loving rays, his loving healing moment with you is something that you have to learn to embrace and to accept. And to open your hands. You don't have to say anything. Just open your heart and your hands. Allow Jesus to gaze upon you. Now, prayer is not a one-way conversation. So think about your friend or your spouse or your neighbor. So when you go to be with them, do you just talk at them or do you listen? So it's a two-way conversation. I know so many people that talk at you, but they don't listen. But prayer is not a one-way conversation. It's about you and the Lord. Now, give the Holy Spirit a chance to speak. Oh, that's a biggie. That's a biggie. Give the Holy Spirit a chance to speak. Come on. Do you honestly think the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you? Absolutely. He may give you a song. You may wake up humming a song, or a song may come to your heart. He may give you a sacred scripture, a special scripture, or he may just give you direction, or he may give you silence. And the silence is very healing. You're being coached by the Holy Spirit in that silence. Now, also, it's very important to keep a prayer journal to learn to identify the Holy Spirit in your life. I've been keeping a prayer journal for 45 years. 45 years. In the beginning, it was every day, sometimes twice a day. And then as I'm getting older, it may be once or twice a week or even once a week. But when I look back over the 45 years of journaling, it is astonishing to see and read how the Holy Spirit has moved in my life and in the lives of those that I love and imperfect strangers. It is astonishing to look back. So perhaps you've never prayer journaled before. Go to the dollar store, or, you know, in my age, it was called a 5 and 10 store, and pick up a little notebook, and you start off, you put the date down, today's March 21st, and you write, Dear Jesus, write Jesus a letter. So sometimes in my 45 years, I could only write a few words. Dear Jesus, I'm hurting, or Dear Jesus, I'm sick, or Dear Jesus, my daughter is sick. Please help us. I couldn't write any more than that. And then other days, he would give me a scripture. I would just open up to a scripture, and I would write on and on and on and on. Most of the time in the 45 years, it was writing down a hurt or a prayer need. And then sign it. Love, Sue, Mary, Joey. Just sign it. And then when you look back, even over a year, you'll be astonished how the Lord and the Holy Spirit intervened in your life. Now, here's some training tips for how to learn to hear the Lord in the midst of all this chaos today. You need to position yourself close to God. So what does this mean? Find a place of regular service to God. If you can't attend morning mass, which is the gold standard to attend morning mass, go to adoration. If you can't go to adoration, there are adoration sites where the Blessed Sacrament is exposed live. EWTN does this every day at 3:30 Eastern Time. There are Savior.org. There are many sites online where you can have the Blessed Sacrament exposed on your computer, on your phone. It's a substitute if you can't go to adoration, if you can't go to Mass, if you can't go and be in community with those you love and to pray with. But you need to find a place of regular service to pray and to be with God. And it is here that you will listen for God's voice. It is here that you listen for God's voice. Now, when God calls, respond eagerly. When God calls, don't respond like, I don't want to do it. Boy, have I done that a million times. Just like that day in the pew with the woman who needed to hear that her son needed to go to the St. Gianamola Shrine. I didn't want to do it. I thought, oh, she's going to think I'm crazy. Nope. God pushed me, literally pushed me. It welled up through my chest to my throat, and I had to get up. So when God calls, respond eagerly. And when God speaks, obey him. When God speaks, obey him. As we talked about Father Finio and this woman sitting in the back pew. Read and study the Word of God. Get a concordance. Read and study the Word of God. Many people know scriptures, but they don't know anything about the scriptures. You can find one in a Catholic bookstore. You can look online. The Catholic bookstores are amazing. So get a concordance to see what specific scriptures and different, like Matthew, the book of Matthew, what does it mean? It's so powerful. Become educated. You don't have to be a scholar or a theologian. You know, Sister Breege McKenna once said to me, and this has to be 39 years ago, she said to me when interviewing her for a television series, she said, you know, Anne, and her Irish brogue, no one ever studied their way into heaven. I remember standing there like, what? Nope, no one ever studied their way into heaven. The Lord wants your heart. He wants your heart today. And if you're listening to this broadcast, God is calling you in a very, very powerful way to listen. So how can you hear God and recognize him? How can you actually hear God and recognize him? I don't know about you, but I have a very active imagination. So I'm constantly questioning, well, is this God? Is this my imagination? What is this? Recognize that God created you for a close relationship with Him. He didn't create you to have a distant relationship with Him. He created you for a special mission. He created you for a close relationship with Him. Now, consider your motives for wanting to hear from God. I want you to think about this right now. Consider your motives for wanting to hear from God. Think about this. Are they selfish reasons? Are they for comfort? Are they for self-righteous reasons? You know, I used in the retreat, well, consider your motives for being there on retreat. Consider your motives for listening to this radio broadcast. You know, the people on retreat, did you come on retreat because you wanted to hear a prophetic word from Kathleen or Father Doug McKay, or did you come because you wanted to hear from God? So the question today is, are you ready to hear from God? Are you ready? Do you want to hear from God, or is it easier for you to receive a word from someone else? The Lord wants you to hear directly from Him. Now make your goal more than just hearing from God. Your main goal in developing your prayer life is to become a spiritually mature person. So know you are important to God, my dear listener, that it's important to be humble. Now, people confuse. I want to do a whole program on what is humility. It's so misunderstood. Have confidence that God is willing to speak to you as powerfully as He did in the Bible. What? God's going to speak to me as powerfully as He did in the Bible? Yes. Yes. Have confidence that God is willing to speak to you as powerfully as He did in the Bible. You're no exception. And don't let pride creep into your soul, thinking because you're busy in ministry, you are self-important. One time, I was involved in a production of Catholic and Christian television programs and radio programs. Busy, busy, busy. And raising a family. I was exhausted, and I went to confession in my church. And after Mass, there was a Mass, and after Mass, they asked for catechist. They were short on catechist. I sat there, seriously heard in my heart, and I'm saying, I don't have time. So I'm just so busy. I'm out evangelizing the world through these videos. And the Lord said, I haven't asked you to save the world. I did that. I simply want you to teach my children. Yes, He scolds me. It was at that moment that I asked to become a catechist, a life-changing moment. It was life-changing. Yes, I was thinking that I'm changing the world, becoming a television producer, radio producer, you know, spending hours and hours and hours producing things for TV. And all the Lord wanted me to do was to teach children in my local parish the Word of God and the power of the church. My friends, there's so much more, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be learning a whole lot more how to learn to listen to the voice of God in your heart.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, We thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. And today we're talking about knowing when the Lord is speaking to you and how He wants to speak to you, giving you some training tips. And St. Padre Pio is on the case. So expect him to speak in the silence of your heart tonight, because he is speaking all over the world. I want to remind you that tomorrow night at St. Norbert's at 7 o'clock is that beautiful prayer service with Eddie Morris and Lily Walker and Mountain McGilvery and Sal Monacero and the entire Bonner baseball team loading in on buses. So don't miss it. You just show up. Again, St. Norbert's is down the road from Villanova. It's really next to Malvern, Pennsylvania. So if you know where Villanova is, as we all should with basketball, it's just down the road. 7 o'clock, show up. Be sure to tell Eddie Mo you heard this on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. Also, May 1st, the Wake Up America dinner. Oh my goodness, what a powerhouse day this would be. Again, Kathleen only holds two fundraisers a year, the golf outing, and this beautiful Wake Up America dinner, which is at Malvern Retreat House. She has a silent auction. She will be speaking. There will be prayer. You'll meet the broadcasters. So much goes on. So if you want to learn more information, 610-527-2906. Again, May 1st, and then tomorrow night, don't forget, two biggies off this radio network. And so we thank you for always supporting this Catholic radio network, which is a volunteer radio network. So it's on, Kathleen said last week, 47 years, consistent years, 47 consistent years, never going off the air. Through the grace of God, it has been an amazing journey. So let's return to how you know God is talking to you. And if you've never heard him speak to you, we're going to give you some training tips. So don't try to force God to tell you something. Oh, do you fall? I don't know about you, but this is one that I always fall on the ground. I'm always saying, God, tell me, please tell me. I'll throw you a fleece. Please, I'll do this, trying to bargain with him in my spiritual immaturity. Don't try to force God to tell you something. It's an unhealthy habit. And you'll only hear from God when he chooses to communicate with you. Wait for his perfect timing. So God communicates in many forms to you. So pray quietly. Sing beautiful praise music. Pray devotionals. Pray the sacred scriptures. Seek counsel from mature, balanced Christians if you need it. And then listen for the still, small voice in your heart. Now, it's time to renew your mind, my friends. It's time to take out the garbage. What? Renew your mind. It's time to take out the garbage. In order to build the mind of Christ, which is the ability to make decisions as Jesus would, you have to take out the garbage. And what's the garbage? Think about all the people who've hurt you in your life. Then think about all the people you've hurt in your life. Place them in a trash can. Smack your hands together and say, Lord, you take care of this. I forgive them, even though I don't feel it, and have them please forgive me. And then if you're Roman Catholic, head to confession. Head to confession and visually picture the garbage can full. Go through your entire life. Go through your entire life. Be honest with yourself. Make a list of all the people who have hurt you in your life and all the people that you have hurt with unloving actions. Take this to confession because it's time to renew our minds. We're in Lent, and to take out the garbage. So go to Romans tonight, Romans 12, verses 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to read that again, Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then and only then, my friends, you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is for your life. His goal, his goodness, is pleasing and perfect. Again, once you conform your mind, which is the ability to make decisions as Jesus would, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for your life. Now, recognize God's voice above all others. How in the world can you do that? There's so much noise. Remember the earphones I talked about in the beginning of the broadcast? Sometimes they're used to rule out the static. Sometimes they're used for the flowing of beautiful words of inspiration. God never sends a message that contradicts the Bible's principles. God never sends a message that contradicts the Bible's principles. His voice, that is God's voice, carries only peace, joy, confidence, goodwill, and hope. His voice carries only peace, joy, confidence, and hope. Now, set a time. Remember, we talked about this. Set aside time regularly to listen for God's voice. Make it a habit. You know, our clergy and religious pray the liturgy of the hours. If you can do that, it's beautiful. Or to attend daily mass or adoration, pray the rosary, read the sacred scriptures, and pray the sacred scriptures. And don't become a God nagger. You know, we talk about the widow in the sacred scriptures, but how many of us go, God, please, 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 I'll bargain with you if you do this and answer my prayer, I'll do that for you. So are you a God nagger? I mean, there's a healthy God nagging, but then there's the unhealthy God nagging, like bargaining with the Lord. So there are three ways God answers your prayers, my friends. One is no. No. Because I love you. This is the Lord. I love you too much. And your request is not part of my divine will. So sometimes God answers prayer by saying no, because I love you too much, and your request is not part of my divine will. The second is yes, but not yet. It's all about God's timing. It may be yes, but not yet. And the third may be yes. This request is in accord with my divine will. Yes, this request is in accord with my divine will. So tonight I also want you to pray and read Psalm 42, verses 5 to 11. The psalmist was stressed and depressed in this Psalm 42, verses 5 to 11. His remedy was to hope in the Lord, of course. But remember this. Sometimes stress is not always as bad a thing as we think. And it keeps us alert, doesn't it? And on our feet. And it helps to protect us from perceived changes and dangers. Yep, it's not always bad. Now, my favorite is Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen describes, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, three types of prayer. Vocal prayer, where we go to God on foot. Meditative prayer, where we go to God on horseback. And third is contemplative prayer, where we go to God in a jet. I'm going to say it again. Vocal prayer, we go to God on foot. Meditative prayer, we go to God on horseback. And contemplative prayer, we go to God in a jet. I didn't say this. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen wrote this in the Dialogue, a special writing of his. So what do we consider vocal prayer? Vocal prayer is praying with particular words. Meditative prayer is you're thinking it over. You're praying, you're thinking it over. And contemplative prayer, you're simply gazing upon our Lord in silence and embracing his love for you. So remember, if you're in contemplative prayer, you're going to God in a jet. If you're meditative, thinking it over, well, I'm going to meditate and think about it, we go to God on horseback. But if we're in vocal prayer, praying with particular words, we go to God on foot. Yes. So we're putting on our spiritual earphones today. So where do we go from here? It's important to release your fears. Remember the garbage can, renewing your mind by in really, really building up your relationship with Jesus. Put on your spiritual earphones that we talked about. Tune out the static and turn up the volume. Now, the task that's ahead of you is never as great as the power behind you. What? The task ahead of you is never as great as the power behind you, and that power is the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is calling you, if you're listening today, to be a messenger of hope. He wants all of us, no matter how chaotic this world is, to put on those spiritual earphones and to be messengers of hope. I'm going to tell you a little story. I think I shared this perhaps last summer of 20. I was in prayer at a little place in Maryland, and I thought I had fallen asleep in a lounge chair. And I put on my praise music with my earphones, and I fell asleep praying for everyone. And then all of a sudden, the Lord showed me actually the main field at Malvern Retreat House. It's huge. It's where the tent revival was. The men in Malvern have been praying there over 106 years, the women, teens, many people have walked the grounds, but I didn't see any of that. I just saw the field. And the Lord was at the top of the field, and I was standing next to him. He didn't say a word to me. I looked down at the field, and there were thousands upon thousands of bodies strewn all over the field. Thousands. And at first I was scared, like, are these people dead? I didn't ask. I didn't say a word. And the Lord looked in my eyes as if he was saying, follow me. Again, no words were exchanged. I followed him to the middle of the field. He looked in my eyes as if to say, watch what I do. I looked thinking all these people were dead, and why was he showing me all these dead people? He knelt. He didn't kneel down. He stooped down. He had someone stand up, and he placed his hand under the chin of the person. He looked at me and then looked at the person. He just wanted me to follow, to watch him. And it was the Ruah, R-U-A-H. He breathed in the Holy Spirit into this person, and they came alive. And then he went to the next person, and he did the same thing. And he had me following him. He was breathing the Holy Spirit into these lifeless bodies. They were not physically dead. They were spiritually dead. But I didn't know that walking into the field. So one by one, he went to every person and he was breathing in the Holy Spirit by simply placing his hand under the chin of the person, gazing into their eyes. And it was the breath of the Holy Spirit where they came back alive. As I awakened, it was as clear as I could be watching a television show. It was so clear. And in my earphones was the music of Michael W. Smith's Heroes, which no lyrics. It's a drum beat, like a Civil War drum beat, like war. It's time for war. And this is and the Lord will prevail, but no words, no lyrics. Never in my life have I ever heard this song. And I looked at my phone like, what is the name of this? And what is this about? And it's really a war song. And this was 2 years ago. And to this day, I share that with retreats and people that I know, because it was truly a mandate from the Lord for all of us, not for me. He just showed me to share this, but also for me as well, but to share this at every opportunity, that so many people are physically, spiritually dead. And he wants to breathe the Holy Spirit of life back into our lungs, into our hearts. He wants us to be alive, fully alive in him. So I want you to picture tonight a field close to you. If you've never been to Malvern Retreat House and you've never seen that magnificent field, it's any field. It's any sidewalk. It's any yard. It's any church. It's any business, any family. Picture the bodies all strewn all over, and they're not dead physically. They're dead spiritually. He wants to breathe the Holy Spirit into all of us. If you have the opportunity to download the song Heroes by Michael W. Smith on Spotify or Pandora or through your Google or Alexa, please do. Because as you pray through this, end your prayer time with this song and then write down what the Lord has placed on your heart. Because there will be an opportunity where you will be able to share that with us on the air. Write down what the Lord is saying to you through this imagery and through this music. You see, I'm not anyone special. I'm just a housewife, a grandmother. But the Lord wanted to show me because I'm on the air and because I can share that with you and share that at retreats. This is the only reason he shared it with me. And it's so simple. You don't have to speak a word. You just place your hand under the chin and allow, ask the Holy Spirit to fill that person who you believe is dead spiritually. It may be your daughter. It may be your grandson. It may be your boss. It may be your parish. It may be the person in the supermarket who checks you out, the cashier. Allow everyone to know that the Holy Spirit wants to claim them in a very special way. Many years ago, I guess in the early 1990s, Mother Teresa used to write to me, and I have the letters here. And her spiritual advisor told me they're actually relics because she signed them, wrote them and signed them. She would sign off, as she did with all of her letters to people around the world, make your life something beautiful for God. So during this season of Lent, I'm asking you, is your life something beautiful for God? Is it? Can you actually say yes? Let us pray that we will all make our lives something beautiful for God. This is a mandate from heaven at this time in history, as it says in the book of Esther, for such a time as this, we are called to say yes, not with a lot of words, not to be theologians, as Sister Breesh McKenna told me years ago, no one ever studied their way into heaven. It's a time for you to simply say yes, perhaps in the silence of your home tonight when everyone's asleep, perhaps in the silence of this moment. Realize that God has a divine plan for your life. So many of us think, oh, it's only for Kathleen McCarthy or Father Doug McKay or Father Dermot Roche. We're always looking for other people to carry out the plan and the word of God. Well, my friends, God is sounding the trumpet. He wants all of us to listen to him. He wants to speak to us. I heard a witness last week of someone on that retreat say to Kathleen they were in Corrigan Hall and how before the Blessed Sacrament, the Lord did speak to her. The Lord wants to speak to you. Even if your house is dirty, clean, you have OCD, you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict, if you're going through a divorce, if you're going through horrible times, if you're scared to death to leave the house, God wants to speak to you. There are no exceptions in this radio broadcast, because this is what In His Sign Catholic Radio Network is about, bringing hope and healing to the masses. It's not an entertainment network. It's not cutesy with commercials and fun things, although the Lord wants us to be laugh and smile. This is a time when we need to stand up and be counted. This is a time when we need to take inventory of our personal lives and to know that God is speaking to us. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you standing next to the Lord on the field? Are you standing there? If you think you're not worthy, if you're Roman Catholic, try to make an appointment for confession immediately. Try. If not, there are other parishes. There are other parishes. If you're a non-Catholic, do as your minister tells you. Repent and know that God's mercy is far greater than anything in your sin. And ask the Lord, you know, as Padre Pio would reply, if you cannot come to me, send me your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to do due diligence on you. Ask him to go to Padre Pio's angel and to help you if you're scared, if you just don't know what to do. Ask this Padre Pio's guardian angel to assist you in a very special way. You see, faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine, and those who fear the Lord will find them. Pray for faithful friends. Pray Sirach, chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. The angels envy us for one thing only, my friends, as Padre Pio said. They cannot suffer for God. So if you're suffering from spiritual desolation right now, this Lent is a time for spiritual renewal. It's a time of the renewal of the Holy Spirit. It's a time of renewal for your life, for all of our lives. Again, ask the Lord to teach you if you're weak and shaking. Ask him to send you a special friend. Ask the guardian angel to bring a special friend. Make an appointment for confession. This is what God wants you to do, to become a messenger of hope. So, my friends, I ask that you make your life something beautiful for God. Can you do that? Can you respond yes? And this is the purpose of this ministry. In His Sign Catholic Network knows not what the future holds, Only the Lord knows what he wants for this apostolate. Do not look to Kathleen for the only word. He wants to speak to you. She has extraordinary gifts, Father Dermot, Father Doug. Jesus wants to speak to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you really want to open your ears and listen today? Or is it easier to sit back? I thank you, my friends. I thank you for loving God, for supporting this network. I thank you for all that you've done in the silence of your heart. In the silence of your heart. And let us pray, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Amen. So I pray that this touched your heart in a very powerful way, and we're going to go over some housekeeping things now. Again, I pray that you will attend the Wake Up America dinner on May 1st at Malvern Retreat House. If you want more information, please call 610-527-2906. Do not call Malvern directly. Call Maureen or someone in the office will help you. And if you can, bring your whole family. Have a table of eight. The food is delicious. The company is delicious. Kathleen will be delivering a powerful message. You'll meet the broadcasters. It's a fun-filled day, and wow, the items to be auctioned off are always amazing. And I can't forget also, please, please support this radio network. Please. Kathleen never asks. She only has two fundraisers a year, and the golf outing, which is huge and such a joyful occasion, and also this Wake Up America dinner. So I ask that you open your heart, ask your friends to join you at a table, have fun. You know, it's just a wonderful, joyful afternoon at Malvern Retreat House. And then you can walk the grounds and pray at the stations, pray before the different statues of the Pietà, the beautiful stations. There's seven stations, I believe. So please, please make sure you put in your reservation early because it could sell out. And we want to make sure that you're there. And also tomorrow night, St. Norbert's. How could I forget Eddie Mell, who was on the air with us last week? So excited to hear St. Norbert's in Paoli, Pennsylvania. Beautiful prayer service at 7 o'clock with Lily Walker, a young teen who is suffering an inoperable brain tumor. Also, Mountain McGilvery, the head coach of LaSalle University's women's basketball team, who has a little child with leukemia, his story of hope, and the Sal Monastero, the son of Todd Monastero, who passed away last year, his amazing story of love from Team Hope. And then we heard the Monsignor Bonner High School baseball team will be coming on a bus. So I think that's so exciting. So it's going to be a very powerful, and Dennis Shakino, how could I forget Dennis? The powerful music, the powerful people, the prayers. It's a joy-filled night. 7 o'clock, St. Norbert's, down the road from Villanova University. So, my friends, let us pray together for all your prayer petitions. May the Lord bless you. May he hear the cry of your heart today. And until next Monday, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.